Time to have our weekly chat with Flo Tess, our first lady of the Eugene sports scene. Find her work for KEZI Sports, channel 7/9 on your Comcast Xfinity system, online, KEZI.com. Follow along on Twitter. The handle is at Kristen E. Rogers. KR, how are you?
Well, I'm great, Steve. We just wrapped up over at River Ridge, and it was a beautiful day for golf.
Yeah, I wanted to elaborate on that because we spoke with Kate Keller of Emerald Valley Boys and Girls Club. Wonderful event today, an important fundraiser, a great community resource. So what was it like today? Tell us what was going on and how the turnout was.
Oh, it was beautiful. There was over 100 people over at River Ridge today for the 6th annual Boys and Girls Club Golf Classic. Couldn't ask for better weather, so thank you, Marissa, for that. No, but in all honesty, it was absolutely beautiful. I played with the competition, if you want to call it, Sky Muller from KVAL and Travis Sykes from KMTR. Despite the fact that, you know, all competing stations were playing together, we managed to shoot a 10-under. We were 61 on the day. And Steve, you know, we've played together before. I usually play from men's tees or the whites. Obviously, in a scramble, I played from the reds today. So I drove 2 green.
Oh,
so that's always fun.
Yeah, you did that with us. We were like, if we were playing head-to-head one thing, why not take advantage? So it worked out well. And the fundraising went well. And like I said, it's an awesome cause. So I'm glad it all worked out for you guys. Our question of the week is, we all get to be selfish because I do a pre and post game and I hate late kickoffs for Oregon football. So if they came to you and said, Kristen, what works best for you personally and professionally? What would be your preference if you got to pick what time Oregon football kicked their games off?
I'm a big fan of the noon and the 4 and the 4:30 game. And I mean, that's as a fan, that's as media. I mean, the noon games, you know, usually for Oregon football, we get to games about 3 hours early. So having to get up at 9 a.m. to go cover, you know, Ducks, that's more than doable. 4 o'clock, same thing. And especially in that Indian summer here in Eugene, I mean, if you get some great weather and it's, you know, kind of mid-afternoon, 4 o'clock start, game goes until 7, 7:30. I mean, those are my favorite times. If only it were that. However, my least favorite time, and I had this a lot, unfortunately, 2 years ago when I did a lot of Oregon State football, we had a lot of 7:30, 7:45 that kept getting pushed back to almost 8 o'clock. By the time you get to the second half, by 7:45 later at almost 8 o'clock, those games, those are not fun.
No, they are the worst, and I'm using the word the worst. Talking with Kristen Rogers at KEZI. So, you were there before Oregon left for the College World Series, you know, 2 Saturdays ago for the Wisconsin comeback, last week against Kentucky. They rallied from 4 down in the 7th. So you were on hand. If you incorporate the home crowd, circumstance, I mean, that rally and comeback, how big was that on the amazing meter?
Oh, phenomenal. I mean, it was close with what they did with Wisconsin the week before. I mean, you know, Oregon at home at James Sanders, that's something special to watch. You have an amazing crowd, and it's just the energy is unlike other places that you see watching softball on TV. I mean, it is truly something special. I know that was Mike White's biggest message to his players going into Oklahoma City this week is, you know, hey, don't get distracted by the fact that there's going to be 10,000, 12,000 fans all rooting for everyone, all cheering for everyone. And obviously, you know, the loss to Washington yesterday. But, you know, they have Baylor coming up on Saturday, and now it's time to rebound.
Yeah, I wanted to hit on one last thought. It's been well documented. When they've made it to OKC, their bats have gone silent. And obviously, you're playing a better opponent. But yesterday, a run, 5 hits, left on 8. You know, you follow this team and this game very closely. Have we reached a logical point where they got to be concerned because now it's do or die?
Yeah, I do. I mean, you know, this team is great under pressure, especially considering the amount of freshmen that they have on this team. And I think that, you know, Oregon's best regular season, postseason, they can get hot whenever they want to. It's just about finding and kind of getting that first person on base, and Oregon all postseason especially has said that their word is scrappy, that this is a scrappy team purely because they're not relying on the long ball like they have in years past. Their only thought is just get on base. And once they do, then you start to see that momentum happening. So I think they're going to revert back to that. I think Mike White and the team are going to sit down and refocus and go back to that mentality. You know, they have those nerves, shaken out, haven't played their first game in OKC. Now it's down to business.
All right. That's an optimistic view. I like it. I want to get to men's baseball. A couple of days ago, some outlets reported Oregon had offered Coach Horton a new deal. 2 years, less money. It was a disappointing season. You know, I just think he's a real high character guy. And this might sound snotty, but it's college baseball. It's not football. You interact with this team all the time. And while I get it speculation, you still feel the players are in their coach's corner.
Oh, yeah, I don't think that you see players quitting on their coach or quitting on Horton. I mean, I think you said it best even just right there that George Horton is has a very good character. He's a high-quality kind of guy. And, you know, they've had the makings of some really, really great things coming up recently. You know, 2 years ago, it was last year it was their pitching staff. And I think that, you know, any team would like to be able to win 30 games, and that's what the Ducks did this year. So I think that they have higher expectations for themselves, obviously. I do think they can get to that point, and George is very confident that he knows he can be the one to lead that team. So I think that confidence as well is going to help in the postseason, in the next season.
All right, last couple of thoughts for Flo Tess. NBA Finals Game 1. I'm old. I remember 1985. The Lakers lost by 34 in Game 1 and won the series. Last night, the Cavaliers stunk. Warriors looked radar-locked, particularly Durant. So what do you think? Is it going to be a blowout? Or come on. One game, don't count out Cleveland just yet.
Oh, for sure, don't count out Cleveland. I mean, anyone that thinks that the series is over after one blowout game, I mean, you're dumb. Like, that's just the only way. This is going to be a series. My prediction, Warriors in six, which I know has been very popular. But, man, I mean, when Kevin Durant is able to go off like that, 38 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists, I mean, he was phenomenal last night. And, LeBron James said that was the difference maker. So I think, we'll obviously you're not going to get KD to replicate that, six more times, six more games, but five more games. But, I do think that was the starting point for Golden State. And, revenge is a great motivator. So I think that's what we're seeing on display right now.
All right. And finally, of course, here we are, another weekend upon us. It seems like not as much happening locally as we've seen the past couple weeks. But what can we expect to see from Kristen Rogers and her KEZI cohorts?
Of course. Well, I mean, besides the fact that, Oregon State is kind of starting a pretty big postseason run, I think it's safe to say. We have high school state championships for softball and baseball. Salem Kaiser, great place to play. I'm going to be up there tomorrow morning at Churchill, playing up there against Crater. So that should be a good game. So a lot of, getting summertime, you're starting to have some high school students wrap up their season. So we're going to be covering a lot of that coming up.
All right, KR. Always a pleasure. Follow along with her, Channel 709, KEZI Sports, KEZI.com, on Twitter at Kristen E. Rogers. You have a fabulous weekend, and we'll catch up soon.
You too. Go out and play some golf this weekend.
All right, if you insist. Thanks, KR.